Well, if there was one disappointment about crowds not being at games yesterday, it would be that nobody was able to be there to see North Shore end a 27-game losing streak, their first win since round 18, 2018, over the top of St Albans by 40 points. 95-55 was the final score. They overcame an early 14-point deficit, but they kicked 8 goals in the second quarter to get the game on their terms and run out with a very handy victory. And their co-coach, Nick Dixon, has been good enough to join us. Dicko, congratulations. What's it like the day after, reflecting on a big moment for the North Shore Footy Club?
Yeah, thanks, Tim. That's great. I think it's been something that we've been building towards for a while now, and to certainly see all the hard work that we put in and get the rewards for it. It's a lot easier waking up on Sunday morning after a win than it is a loss, and that's, it feels really good.
All the coaches we've spoken to on the wash-up today, we've asked about the lack of crowds and the feeling out there. What was it like, and were you able to get the players energised enough, even without a crowd, to ensure that they were focused on the footy?
Yeah, it was a pretty weird feel early, especially because we knew it was quite a big game for us, and then it almost felt like a practice match out there with no crowds, really. But, there was certainly still a lot of cars parked around the ground, and there were other crowd atmosphere, I think, internally within the group. And we probably did show early. We were pretty sluggish early, but once we got going and once we got a bit of energy and momentum going, I think we really started to come out on top.
Yep. Second quarter, as I touched on, you kicked 8 goals, 4-1 one goal to turn a 14-point deficit into a 29-point lead. How important was that quarter, I suppose, to deliver that belief to the players that, hang on, we can do this?
Yeah, I think it's certainly over the period, I think we've almost forgotten how to win a little bit, because we've been certainly competitive in matches, but to start getting the ball forward, living in our front half, and then all of a sudden we're starting to get the rewards on the scoreboard was a big thing for us. I think we haven't been ahead of the game much this year, so to be able to do that and get some momentum rolling, just snowballed from probably 20-minute mark of that second quarter. That last 10 minutes was probably the best footy we've played all year.
Talk to us about the final siren. What was your reaction? What was Windy's and the players?
Yeah, it was good. It was almost a bit of a scene out of a movie. It was hailing rain and pretty dark by that stage, but yeah, all the boys embraced pretty quick, and two of our Tours boys ran out and embraced with us as well, so the boys have worked really hard, especially even during these lockdowns, to keep grinding away and really putting the K's in the legs, and I reckon it really showed. And it was just great reward for the boys, and I'm sure this will be the start of our new journey. So, it's really exciting.
Yeah, I suppose every long journey starts with one small step, doesn't it?
Yeah, certainly. I think one of the most pleasing things yesterday was our young guys really stood up. We had a few of our guys that are still eligible for under 19. We're probably in our best 5 or 6 players, like Brad Trevenza and Scaney as well. They were just amazing in how they attacked the footy and stood up all day.
Yep. Old Father Time played all right too, Jace Davenport. Good timing that he was available. I think Oakley playing today, so he was able to have a run around with you guys yesterday.
Yep. No, every chance you get, he jumps out and he's, yeah. I mean, the boys love playing with him. Like, they get a kick in their step when he's out there with us. It'd be nice if he could kick a bit straighter, but he certainly creates a lot of opportunities, and he's all class. He's on and off the field. He just does everything right, and he's a legend of our club, and we'll continue to get him around as much as possible. But obviously he's a busy man, but when he's around the club, he makes us a lot better. So
Do you expect to have him again this year, or is there going to be fixture clashes? Obviously they've got a tight schedule with the NAB League.
I think next week they've got a bye, but he might have Metro commitments. I think the following week he'll have a clash with Oakley, but he might get him next week, because he's coaching Metro, so it depends what they kind of do with their setup at the moment. I know they've had to reschedule a few times, so we'll just wait and see for next week, but hopefully we can get him. The more we can get him, the better. So
yeah, absolutely. 100 games for Paddy Cleary adds just a little bit more, makes a bit more special, doesn't it?
I couldn't think of anyone better to have 100 games in their win. He's just given so much to this club, and every week he probably plays undersized on guys that are 3 or 4 inches taller than him, and he never complains, just goes in, does the hard work, and just more often than not gets out on top or draws level with him. So he's an ultimate competitor, and he's a legend around our club.
Yeah. What was it like last night in the rooms? I believe they were able to have some people in and have a bit of a function, is that right?
We had a few people in, which is good. So, all within the guidelines. Yeah, we had a few people there.
Yep, fantastic. You didn't have Liam McKenna yesterday. Was he on Port Melbourne duty?
Yeah, he went back up to Port Melbourne. So,
yep.
Wait and see for the rest of the year. But yep. Yeah, he's certainly good enough to keep playing state league level, but every chance we can get him, better.
Yep. Western Leopold to finish. You'd love to claim a scalp, build on the momentum and finish off with two wins in your last three rounds. You'd love three, but let's not be greedy, I suppose.
Oh, we'll just go in next week and keep riding this momentum. Hopefully we can start well and keep building. For us, it's more about the way we want to play and keep improving in terms of our method and how the style of the game we want to play. So we've still got a bit of a journey to go in terms of where we want to get to. But, yeah, if we can just keep improving every week, I think that's the main focus for us at the moment.
Well, Dicko, well done. The feel-good story of yesterday. Unfortunately, nobody there to see it, but I'm sure there's been some great Bob Jane photos probably doing the rounds, no doubt, on the social media. He would have been snapping away furiously.
It sure was. I didn't think the live stream broke as well, so the people at home couldn't watch either.
Oh, that's disappointing as well. So, well, do you know what? They can't take the 4 points off you no matter what happened.
Exactly right.
Dicko, well done. Exactly really, right, really appreciate your time on the wash-up. Thanks for joining us.
Nice. Thanks, Nick.